This podcast is one in a series titled From the Soil with Sellecito, hosted by Lifetime Senior Certified Landscape Professional Jim Sellecito of Sellecito Landscaping Nursery, Howlett Hill Road, Syracuse. These commentaries focus on landscape management practices that use only natural products and methods safe for the environment and that bring beauty to the landscape. And now, Jim Sellecito.
September doesn't signal the beginning of fall, but rather the rebirth of the most splendid of seasons. In fact, just recently, Megan and I celebrated our 31st year of marriage. And although things do change as we add more candles to the cake, the fire seems to have a different type of brightness and excitement. I really enjoy this fall is for planting time of year, with soil temperatures being nice and warm, perfect for root establishment. Whether Mother Nature provides it or we have to open the tap, just adding water to warm soil is the recipe for wonderful root growth. If you have healthy roots, then you'll have healthy and bountiful shoots. Getting plants off to a healthy start means fewer issues down the line. Fewer issues mean less tissues, and when we are using smaller numbers of tissues, we're actually saving trees. So when we plant trees and shrubs in the fall, not only are we enhancing our own environment, but we're saving the forest of this great nation. Now, what could be better than that? Well, I'll tell you what. In the fall, those same plants that started out kind of small in the spring have grown at quality nurseries and garden centers into lovely landscape-sized specimens. Given all the sun we've enjoyed, you can add water, but it's kind of hard to order ample sunshine most summers. Man, did things grow bigger and faster and stronger than in a usual year. One of the few benefits of global warming, but I digress. Now, these flowering trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers are actually a heck of a lot larger now and probably are at a lower price than they'll be next spring. Wow, that alone is worth the price of admission. Roots will grow right up until the time the ground freezes. That means we get a huge jump start on the spring season if we just do our planting this month. But wait, there's more. Generally, folks have time to do more in the fall than the busy springtime, particularly this fall, before the big ACC season kicks off next year. Instead of kicking footballs in the future, use those same 2 feet the good Lord gave you to place upon a long-handled shovel and start digging away. Not sure what to plant? Just ask. I can help. The main take-home message this week is get out there, do something positive for yourself, your community, and your health. Keep planting until something grows. It's good for you, and it's good for your planet. I'm Jim Sellecito. I'm going to do that myself.
From the Soil with Sellecito is a production of WRVO Public Media. The entire series is available as podcasts at wrvo.org/Sellecito. If you have a question for Jim about your home landscaping, visit Sellecito.com and click on Contact or call 315-468-1142.